This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Now, Mark, we're joined by some special guests in the studio at the moment.
We are indeed, and it's been like a bit like a reunion here in the studio at the moment. we have the lovely Jeannie. Now, I'm going to try and pronounce this, Jeannie, because I'm, as people know who listen to me, I don't pronounce things very well. Poseidonhout?
Yes.
Jeannie's Poseidonhout, and we've got Juliet Hindmarsh.
Yep, hello.
Hello, in the studio, and they're part of a production of Love Triangle 1919. Now, I said reunion because, Juliet, you went to school with Luke.
Yeah, I did.
That's bizarre. I know, about 3 or 4 years below me, we figured out. Yeah. But we just realised we were actually in a play together called The Threepenny Opera. That was so long ago now. I was just saying I have my 10-year reunion coming up very shortly from high school. And, she just walked in and was like, you went to Woodley? I was like, yeah, totally freaked out.
That took me a second.
So, I mean, since high school, obviously you've, I had a look at your resume. You've done lots of things around town. Acting wise.
Yeah, I've done a few things. Yeah. I'm trying to keep doing stuff, yeah.
So did you, have you got like formal qualifications, go and study and
I've done like different sort of workshops here and there and like some intensives and year-long courses and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Probably none that you would know of. Not like VCO and IDA or anything like that. But lots of different training here and there.
Correct me if I'm wrong, because I didn't ask you before the show. Were you involved in Status, the play?
Yes, I was. Yeah.
You were.
I was here at the start of the year. Yeah.
Yeah, because obviously that was Joyce Dean Beck and the Barbers, Michelle
that's
and
right,
Stephen,
yeah.
were all involved in that. And that's been going really well this year.
Yeah, it did it again, didn't it?
At the Age 2014 conference, they did it at the Arts Centre. So, you were involved in that.
Yeah, how was that experience for you? Terrifying. It was really, really good. I actually loved it. We had about a week, maybe 10 days to rehearse and put it on, and it was completely monologue based and but true stories as well, so we're talking about these people's lives in their first person. It was incredible, and just wanted to do it justice, and to have that short period of time was quite a bit scary, but gets you on your toes, that's for sure.
Did you meet the person who you had the monologue from?
The director insisted that we didn't meet any of
good.
Them.
Yeah, okay.
But they were in the audience, a lot of them, and he said, you know, if anyone comes up to you, just try to avoid having people come up to you, because you don't want to have to deal with that if it's an emotional thing.
Yeah.
But we did actually have one person come up, and I had done her monologue. It was a particularly hard one. A suicidal one, and she'd come up and said, that was me.
How was that for you? Because that must have been hard to...
She was a bit teary. She was like, I didn't realise how much I had gone through until I heard it back.
Wow.
Yeah, and how strong I am. So that was pretty huge, amazing, actually.
That's an amazing experience.
Yeah. Nice. Now, we are here, of course, to talk about your upcoming show, which is Love Triangle 1919.
And we have... Jeannie, who's the director as well in the studio.
So tell us, I mean, the name might say it all in a way, but tell us what it's all about.
So I don't want to give too much away, but I guess it's all in the description. Love Triangle 1919 is this beautiful story. It's kind of like a love story between Edward and Flora. Edward's a stable hand and Flora's a governess, and they start interacting, and the World War I has just started, and there's this whole kind of thing about the white flowers being handed out to the cowards that haven't gone to the war, and Edward being one of them. And so when Joe comes back from the war, Joe kind of reveals that he has a problem with Flora marrying Edward, and there's all this tension, and he threatens to reveal that Edward is actually
a female.
I know, but it's always, that little twist.
And it could be on the website as well.
Yeah, it's on the website. Yeah.
I'm pretty sure it's in the synopsis.
but it's all about this tension and drama and the relationships that are established. And Nice. Yeah, it's beautiful. It's a beautiful story, I think.
And of course, set in 1919 as
Everything's really forbidden, I would imagine.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, well, the funny thing about that is, well, not really funny, but it was not even thought of. It wasn't even a possibility. So it was just the strangest thing in the world. People would just, if you said you were a man, they would just accept you were a man.
Now, have you directed things from this era before, or is this the first time you've gone that far back?
No, this is the first time.
What's it been like?
Oh, it's been very interesting. I think the actors, if you have actors that have a passion for the story, then they want to tell the story, so they do their research, and we all just play and collaborate. And I think the words also, when you have a strong script, it carries.
Yeah.
So it's just been a journey. It's been so fun. It hasn't been too crazy or anything.
Not yet.
No, not yet.
Not yet.
2 weeks out, so I guess we'll see.
Do you want to tell us who else, is, obviously, besides The Lovers of Juliet, who else is starring in the show?
Yeah, beautiful. So Sebastian Bertoli playing Joe and Lucy Norton playing Flora.
Excellent.
Yeah.
And now, where can people find out information about this show? Where can they get tickets?
Yeah, beautiful. So you can go onto the Fringe page and you can just type in Love Triangle 1919.
Yep.
Also, you can go on the Love Triangle 1919 page on Facebook through Lady Mullet's Productions, and it should be simple, nice and easy. Just follow some links.
Now, it is showing at the Mechanics Institute in Brunswick, which is a great venue. I have to say, I've been there a couple of times myself. And it's a nice little stage. And
You actually using kind of one of the foyer areas, and we're transforming that into a really interesting layout for the audience. And
oh, fantastic.
Yeah.
That should be really good. And it's running from Tuesday, September 23rd, till Saturday, September 27th, and also Sunday as well. So, great.
Yeah, it's going to be a big Fringe this year, I think. And congratulations on the show, guys. Hopefully, you break some legs, and I'm sure it will go well for you.
Yes.
Yeah, I hope so.
Brilliant.
Not too many legs, though. Like, don't go running to the street with a hammer or anything
that. It's a theatrical term.
Oh, you know that.
Chookers. You should know
that.
You say chookers. I remember that. All right. Thanks so much, guys, for joining us this morning, and good luck.
Thank you, guys. Thanks.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.